Rabbi said today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We're holding the fourth line from the top of the Yom, and the Gemara is now quoting from the last piece of Gemara that we learned yesterday, where Rabbi Barchana, Rabbi Yochanan, Hiniach Basar al Gabe Gecholim. Person on Shabbos put Basar on top of Gecholim, on top of hot colds. Said Rabbi Barchana, if you just leave it there, it's gunished. Hipach Bay, if you went and turned the meat over to the other side, then you're chayiv. Like hipach boy, but if he didn't go and turn it over, he just left it the way it was, your potter. And the Gemara is wondering, what exactly are the facts? Hey chidami, ilayma di loy hipach bay loy boshel. Are you telling me that if you would not turn the meat over on the gecholim, it would not get roasted? Ella, hey chidami, ilayma di hipach bay loy boshel. Ella, the iloy mahapach lay nami have a boshel, a my loy mechayev. In other words, the Gemara is. I read it too quickly. Hey, chadam, ilay midi loy hipach bay loy boshel. Are we missing a word over here? It's pshita, no? Are we missing a word pshita over here? The other Gemara says pshita.
Yeah, pshita.
You have your pshita in your Gemara? Okay.
Rashi
also in
the third line.
Yeah, but in the regular Gemaras, these Gemaras are missing. Do you have the word pshita over here? Hey, chidami. Ilay midi loy hipach bay loy boshel.
Pshita.
Pshita. Okay, so everybody. That's what I'm saying. He has the same.
No,
okay. Anyway, it's missing. And my Gemara, I was. What's something missing? Yeah, exactly. Ikachusim in a sefer is nachal. The person says, Rabbi Yochanan, if he's mahapach boy, he's chayv. He's not mahapach boy, potter. Hey, chidami. Lema, the iloy hipach bay loy boshel. If you're going to tell me that if he didn't turn it over, it doesn't get cooked, then pshita, v'shteitzach, he's potter. He didn't do anything. If you're telling me that not flipping it over won't allow for this to be properly cooked, so v'shteitzach, pshita, v'shteitzach, he's potter. Ella, the iloy mahapach lay, nami have a boshel. No, so you have to go and say that even without turning over the meat, it still would have been cooked. So he should taka be mechuyev. What does the flipping or turning over the meat have to do with anything? If without turning over the meat it would not be cooked, pshita, I don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me this. If you tell me that without turning over the meat it would be cooked, then he should be chayev. So to my loy tricha, di loy hipach bay have a boshel mitzad echad kemaachol ben drusoy. Ben Drusoy was a famous bandit who lived at the time of Chazal. Maybe you would say infamous bandit. And because he was a bandit, he was constantly robbing from people and constantly running, machen apleta, so that the police should not find him. So what happened with this individual? Since he was constantly on the lamb, he could never allow for the lamb to go and be fully cooked. He had to allow it to be medium rare, eat it quickly, and then run for the hills.
He was a real bandit.
Now the question is, this Ben Drusoy, how far was it cooked? Rashi says on the fourth line, Shlish hu mavushal. Anytime Ben Drusoy would go and cook the meat, it would be just a third, and he would gobble it up. The Rambam, by the way, says Machal Ben Drusoy is 50%, but Rashi learns one third. Aha, so says the Gemara. It's one thing for both sides to be kemachal ben drusoy. There are, in fact, people today that like medium rare. But that has to be at least on both sides. If it's only on one side, this is gunished. If he was not mahapach, if he didn't turn it over, have a boshel mitzad echad kemachal ben drusoy, so then on that one side it would be one third cooked, which means basically from the whole meat, it'd be one sixth cooked. And this is goodish. However, if you go and turn it over, and now it has machab and desoy on both sides, that's already a third, and then you attack a chayiv. Kamash malon, therefore the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is, t'chomitzad echa kaman ben desoy, loy klumhu, if it's only one sixth cooked, because it's only one third on one side of the meat, that's nothing, and therefore you would not be oiver on hilchas bishul, Shabbos. Rava says, now, Rava doesn't explain how far along was it cooked, But Rashi gives us the secret, and Rashi says 8 lines, 10 lines from the top. So now, Rav Yochanan was talking about a situation you have to be mahapachit. The reason is because if it's only machal ben drusoi, this is garnish. So Rav, if you will, is now saying the other side without being mahapachit. What Rav is saying, if the tzliya was a tzliya gemura, in other words, it wasn't the medium rare, it was well done, and the amount of the piece of meat that was nitzla by kiroi was the amount of a kigreigris. We already had kigreigris a few times recently, and that's dried out figs. Mitzad echad, even though it's only from one side, they take out the mitzad echad. Bimokim echad in one place is chayv. In other words, that we're not talking about dispersing the tzliya over the entire piece of meat, but we're saying is that in one section of the meat, one groigris full was properly cooked, tzliya gemura, then you're chayv, even if you were not mahapachit at all.
Groigris is this year for cooking?
Groigris we have for Yom Kippur also to have a shir svia. Okay. So he's saying is for these purposes of cooking on Shabbos, it has to be groigris, but well cooked.
Not a kazayas.
When you eat from it, kagrois is considered to be bigger. Yeah. Amli Ravina Ravashi, b'mokim echad in b'shnai megimu koymis loy. So Ravina is now being medayik in Rav's words. Since Rav said the kagrois b'mokim echad, it's mashma that the entire mokim that was properly cooked was one place, compacted in one place, a kagrois. Asked Ravina, what would happen if, in fact, it was the kagrigus b'mamechad, but it would be a third of a kagrigus here, and a third over there, and a third over there, and if you added it all together, it would be kagrigus. It's mashma from the Lashon of Rav that says b'mokayim echad, that it has to be centralized in one particular area, and not dispersed. Mefuza o mefoyred bein ha'amen. Is that really the case? Only Ravina Ravashi Mokim Echad Mishnah Loi. But now we have a Mishnah. Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. Hakideach. Kideach means if you bore a hole with a drill, even though the hole is a kol shehu, very very thin type of hole, you're a chayv. You're still chayv on that. Why are you chayv? Ilay Mokim Echad. If you can tell me that the entire drilling was just one place in the wall, where he made a very thin, narrow hole, koshel maichavi, what can you use such an insignificant hole for? L'chayit, it's just a hole in the wall, but he hasn't accomplished anything. It should not be considered a malacha. El alav, I'll tell you, it must be b'shnayim v'shloishim mekoymois, the chazil etziruf. Isn't it talking about that he made one thin hole? And about a quarter of an inch away, another thin hole. And underneath it, another thin hole. So now, if you want to go and bang in a major nail or a major screw or something, then these two or three holes are all going to be mistarif together, and they're going to become one big hole.
Be a whole hole.
So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, just like over there, by the case of the making of the holes, minor little hole here, minor little hole there. They are mitzaref to one shear. So why don't you say the same thing like the cooking? That if you have a third of a gregus here and there, it should also be mitzaref. Everything more alloy. Your kasha nishka kasha. Talking about taka, one thin hole and not more than that. You said that one hole really is nothing. It's lamai chazi. So no. The chazi lebova de aklida. This type of hole would be sufficient. The word bava means shein, which means one's a tooth. Daklida means of a key. And Rashi says that if you have a key, not a key usually to a door, but a key, for instance, to a vitrine that you might have at home, you put the key in. So at least in the good old days, and perhaps even today, the end of the key that enters into the hole first was very, very, very thin and very, very narrow. And only after you placed it in, then you had the thicker part of the key to go and turn the lock to open it up. So therefore, this type of thin type of hole, the kdeich koshu, would be ro'i for a bava de aklida, and that's why you're chayiv takib b'mokim echad. So you have no kasha any longer on Rava, because you thought that Rava says only mokim echad, but two or three are not cannot get together and they're not mitzdarif. I have a raya from the Kedeach Koshu that it's mitzdarif because a simple, narrow, little hole is gonish anymore. No. Even one hole you can have at least above a daklidah, and so therefore it has a chashibis on its own. No kash. The Ikriyam, we have another version, just the opposite. Omer Rava. Even if you have this groiger spread out over two or three places, it's mitzdarif, not like the previous rabbi that says mokim mechad, even two or three. Omli Rabbi Ravashi, I'll bring you a raya. So what was previously a kasha according to the first version is now a raya according to the second version. Hakadiyah koshu is chayiv. Freitimor hechi tell me, how could it be as a klein shig, a little hole is chayiv? Ilayim a mokim mechad, just one mokim. Koshu l'may chazi, that's worthless. And nevertheless, it says in the Mishnah that you're chayv. Ella muzuch zayim mishnayim mishloishim mekoyim is a chaz letziruf. So I have a raya to Rava that Rava also said that if you have the kigroigis bishnayim v'gimel mekoyim is it's mitzdarif. It's more like you have no raya. Lo oylam and mokim echel, the kodeach is talking about that it's only in one mokim and not two or three. Ah, you're saying it's not roy for anything. You're wrong. The chaz l'bob v'diklida, you can have these very, very thin keys that you put in to that hole and there would be enough room for it. So therefore you have no raya legabi hilchas tziruf, so no kasha according to the first version and no raya according to the second version.
If you're putting a hole in the wall,
yes.
What's the benefit of putting in a key? There's no lock there, there's no vitrine there.
That's true, but he's saying that this size of a hole, since it could be used by Bavir Diklida, is considered to be a malacha chashuva.
Okay.
And you're high up in Shabbos if you're doing
it. Yeah, when Mitch, we get to Shabbos, we'll get into it in more detail. Shkoyach. Tanravan, and now we have the next price. Zokta Braisa Ilu Nemar Asher Takriv Hashem Loisi Ase Chometz Hayisa Oimer. So now we're getting back to Hilchitz Chimut Legabe Karbonos Mincha, and the Gemara now starts off this Braisa in the middle of the pasuk. If you go to pasuk Aleph of the Torah or Hashalim, Kol Amincha Asher Takriv Hashem Loisi Ase Chometz Kichol Torv Chalvash. What the Gemara is bothered by is, what do I need kol hamincha? That pasuk of kol hamincha shetchiv l'Hashem is within a parsha dealing with menachos, and so therefore I know that we're talking about mincha. We're not talking about exactly. We're not talking about other kabbanis. That whole parsha, couple of psukim early and couple of psukim later, all talking about a kol mincha. So the words kol mincha lechayra are superfluous. So zokti mara ilanem asher takrivu l'Hashem lisiyas chametz. If we would start off the pasuk asher takrivu and leave out the kol hamincha, hayisi oimer einli b'loiseh sechametz ela koimetz b'lvad. Mincha minayin. What does Gemara mean to say? The words asher takrivu l'Hashem, that gives us the sense of the haktorah on the mizbeach. What do you makter on the mizbeach? The kmitza. Okay, so the kmitza clearly asher takrivu l'Hashem lisiyas chametz. You got to make sure that it's matzah and not chametz. Fine. What happens, however, to the rest of the karbon mincha or the karbon mincha which includes the koimitz? Before you separated the koimitz, or before the koyin separated by taking the three fingers, what happens before that? Whoever brought this karbon mincha was already machmitz it. Is he over for the din, over on the din of being machmitz a karbon mincha? Maybe the Torah is only machmitz on asher takrivu l'Hashem, that portion that you go and put on the mizbeach. Now, we don't mean the shirayim after that, that you're not allowed to make chametz, because you remember the Gemara said already the other day, it says in the pasuk, le'si'of e'chametz, chelkom nasati oisa mi'ishoy, and the Gemara read the two parts together, that even the shirayim you're not allowed to go and make into chametz. So we're not talking about the shirayim over here. We're talking about before the kemitza was lifted and extracted from the karbon mincha. If you were to take that entire karbon mincha with the kemitza inside and go and be machmetzit, says the pasuk, mincha. That's why you have to have the kol mincha shetchiv l'Hashem to tell you not only the kemitza but the whole thing. Mincha v'nayin tamalim mincha. Freitimara. This pasuk of kol mincha shetakriv l'Hashem l'siyosah chametz finds itself in the parsha of the minchas marcheshes. Shar menachas v'nayin, how do I know by the minchas soilis and minchas machvas, the mafei taner, tamalei mekol mincha. Oh, so I have the kol mincha to tell you all menachas, not just the minchas marcheshes. And then the pasuk says shetakriv l'Hashem. The ikka focuses on the word l'Hashem. What are we talking? Of course. Why do you bring a carbon? You always bring a carbon Lashem. You don't bring a carbon for me or for you or for an avoid zara chas v'shul. Bring Lashem to go and tell you ksheira v'loy psula. The davka, there's only an isser of being machmet a carbon which is kosher and not a carbon which is not kosher. You're saying to yourself, well, isn't every mincha that you bring kosher? It's initially kosher. However, afterwards it could have been compostle because it touched a dvar tome. Or it got posle biyotze. So now says the Gemara, therefore, if it was already posle, and now you were machmetz it, now you're off the hook, because it's no longer kosher mincha. So that's what he learned for the extra word, Lashem. Ksheira v'lo yipsul mikan omu ha-machmetz is ha-ksheira. Chayev, but he gets an isra lav, and with hasro and edim, he's going to go and get malkis, he's going to get pech. Yes, absolutely. However, if it's a pasul karm because it became pasul, either it was nitma, pasul biyotze, etc., then he's potter for the chimot, because he's being machmet, like the Gemara said yesterday, a dikla ba'alma. It's no longer kosher or mincha, so therefore he didn't do anything wrong, so to speak. Okay. Boy, Rapapa. So Rapapa asks a very interesting. Yes.
Sorry, no, there's not a general prohibition.
Chulin, but no problem.
It's okay. I guess we do have, of course, the.
Only on Pesach.
Very good. Boy, Rapapa. Chimtza v'yotzis v'chod v'chimtza mal. What happens? He first was machmet. So remember yesterday we said in the Gemara, although we had three cases yesterday in the Gemara, Masares Acher Masares. We had a case of Mechametz Acher Mechametz, which is our case over here. And then we had another case of Matl Mum Bebal Mum. So we had those three discussions. Mechametz Acher Mechametz, in fact, we said Kuli Alma Moida, that you are Chayiv. How do I know that you're Chayiv? Because it originally says Loi Si Ose Chametz, which means all Asiyois. And then it says later Loi Si Ofe Chametz. And the Gemara said, just like the afia is a masa b'fnei atzmoi and you're chayiv on that. Malkis said the Gemara yesterday, the same thing applies not only to afia, but also to lush, and also to aricha. Each one of them is a separate lav b'fnei atzmoi. Said the Gemara yesterday, so I see from that that you're over on mechametz acher mechametz, even though the first guy already did a chimetz through the lisha, and the next guy did through the aricha. Nevertheless, the afia man is also going to. So that's what the Gemara referred to yesterday, mechametz acher mechametz. Okay, so now Rav Papa asked the following very interesting shaila. Chimtza, if you had already the lisha man, the guy that's knating, he already was machmetzit and it was already rising and it went over the sides and gebaldi. And now what happened? The yotzis, and now they took that entire carbon mincha in its chometz tikka state, and they took it outside the Beis Hamikdash. Now he has a psul yotze l'choira. V'choz v'chimtza, and then they brought it back in the Beis Hamikdash, and now we did a further chimtza, for instance, if somebody did the aricha, or someone did the afia. The question is about the second guy. Is he also over on mechametz acher mechametz, on the din of leisiyose or leisiyofa chometz? Now,
if it's puzzle, it's not, you're not.
Oh, that's Mamish. Thank you very much, Brother Shai, for helping us in understanding the Gemara. Mal, Kivin the Yotze, since it was Yotze, it went outside, if Sila be Yotze, so then it became puzzle. And therefore, Chihode Machmetzla, Loi Mechayiv Alam, Misha Mach Mechametz Acher Mechametz. That's like we just said now, because it's a puzzle of carbon. Since it's a puzzle of carbon, like Mamish, like we just said a moment ago, it's got to be Ksheir of Loi Psula, this is possible. So L'chari, the second Machmetz guy didn't do anything. Oy Dilma, Kivin the Chimtza Possel, Yoitze Loi Mahani Bey, or maybe Psul, Yoitze Loi Mahani Bey. Kivin the Chimtza, since the first person was already Machmetzit, so therefore it's already a Possel Mincha, the Psul Yoitze Loi Mahani Bey, now that it went outside the Beis Hamikdash and it became Yoitze, nothing happened. It's as if you took a sinner outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's as if you took a piece of wood outside the Beis Hamikdash. This is anyway a tray for carbon because he was machmetzit. That being the case, the psul yoytze was leimal of leimoyed. It's as if it never occurred. Oh, v'chi hod machmetzleis. And now when he does a second chimut, mechayv alo mishim mechametz acher mechametz. Now he is Mechamed, Tzachar Mechamed. There was a Psil Yoytze in between. No, maybe this Psil Yoytze was garnished. Why was it garnished? Because it was already Chametz from before. And therefore it's as if it never took place. So you have Mechamed, Tzachar Mechamed, which we said already is Chayiv, the Temura Teiku, good Gefrekt, we're going to have to wait for Elio Anavi. A similar child, the boy Rav Meri, Chimtze Beroish Shol Mizbeach Mahu. Now, the Pasuk, as you recall, says, Kolamincha Shetakrivu LaHashem. We normally, when we see the words Asher Takrivu, we think of it automatically as Asher Taktiru LaHashem. You know, what means you makriv it on the Mizbeach? That means you're maktir on the Marach. But of course, we all know that the word literally Takrivu means to bring close. Aha. So what happens if someone brought the Mincha, or at least the Kamitza, and he brought it so close, it's already on Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, but we haven't put it yet on the Marocha. And now they were machmetzit there on the top of the Mizbeach. You idiots, you fools. You're not allowed to be machmetzit. The last moment before you put it on the Marocha, you're machmetzit. That's what they did. We don't know that this ever occurred, but at least theoretically, were it to occur, mahu, would you be over on the din of kol mincha shetakriv l'Hashem? And you're saying to yourself, of course, what's the shaila? No. Ashetakriv omrachmona v'akriva. Ashetakriv is a loshen osid. Make sure that any mincha that is destined to be mukriv on the Mizbeach, don't make it chametz. Guess what? It's already on the Mizbeach. Not in the Marocha yet, but it's one step away from the Marocha. And so therefore, maybe you won't be over on Asher Takrivu Hashem, because the Hakrova has already taken place. Or maybe the word Takriva doesn't really mean that you bring it to the top of the Mizbeach. We're talking about putting it on the Marocha itself, where it's going to burn. It's not considered to be mukrav yet, even though it is as close as possible to the Mokka Marocha. It's only 1 inch away. It's still not on the Marocha yet. So it's as if the Pasuk says, Kol mincha asher taktiru l'Hashem. You weren't makter yet. And therefore you should be over on the din of the Yosef Chomet. Again, Teiku, Tishbi Ataritz. We have now
to be makrav to be over it. You have to be machmasit and be makrav it.
No. The Gemara is saying is, if you do the chimutz prior to the hakrava, right, then you're abad over. Yeah. The question is, how do you define the word prior to hakrava? Says prior to hakrava means before you put on the mizbeach. Then this guy didn't do it before he did it on the mizbeach, because it's already on the mizbeach. It's already past the timeline, so to speak. Or do you say, no, the takrivu means asher taktiru. Were we makta the mincha yet? No, we weren't makta the mincha yet. So then you're oivram being machmet this karmin. How do you call a sacrifice? You call it a karban. You don't call it a mukta. The word karban means something that you're going to be makriv on the mizbeach. So you see that term has a deeper meaning than just bringing close, but it means daka to be makriv. That's why we call it karban. Now that I learned from kol mincha, remember we started off that if it would just say acher takrivu l'Hashem, then I would think that only you're chayiv on the kmitza, but I wouldn't know whether you're chayiv on the entire mincha that was brought. That's what they want. They took the word mincha. And not only to say mincha, it says kol mincha to go and include even other menachis, not only the marcheshes. Says Zukti Mar, now that I have the kol mincha, asher takrivu l'amli, what do I need that asher takrivu? Of course, the mincha is for purposes of being makter and being makrif. So the pasuk could have said kol mincha lo yisi asa chametz. What is asher takrivu l'amli? Mivoyel le'lekir esanya. Asher takrivu l'rabbis minchas desochem l'chimot. Diver b'yoysi ha'galili. Kivoyim l'rabbis lechem aponim l'chimot. What the Gemara is telling you is that the extra words asher takrivu come to be marba other korbonos which we do not think of as being classic menachos. Classic menachos is if a person brings a menchas soiles, a menchas marcheshes, a menchas machvas, mafeitana. However, what happens if you're bringing a menchas nesochim? Now, menchas nesochim, as you recall, is the mincha that you bring together with certain kabbanas, like the kabban oila that you bring every day. So besides bringing the behemah, you also have to bring the minchas nesachim. Now minchas nesachim, as you recall, is kula kolil, just like a minchas koyin is kula, and just like the chavitin are totally consumed. It's kula kolil. So now the question is, there is no kmitza by the minchas nesachim. What's the din? Do we say that there too they have the same iser of chimut? Yes or no? Zokti Gemara, according to Biyosi Aglili, the extra words Asher Takrivu could have said Kol Ha Mincha Loisi Yosa Chometz. That comes the Rabbis Mincha Sesochem Lechimetz. The Meforshim ask, didn't we already address the Asher Takrivu? Because we said before Kol Ha Mincha Asher Takrivu Lashem Ksheira V'Loi Psula. Mikan Omru Mechametz. Also, I learned from Asher Takrivu Lashem that it's got to be kosher and not possible. And therefore, if you remember when we were learning it, we focused on the word Lashem. Kol Mincha Shetakriv Lashem. Lashem means you put it on the Mizbech, so it's got to be kosher and not a Pasul Karbon. If you're Mechametz, a Pasul Karbon, you're a Potter. Here, the Gemara's Kasha is not on the Lashem. That's why Lashem is in parentheses. The Kol Mincha Shetakriv Lomali. What do I need? Shetakriv. Shetakriv. The Chayyim is talking about the Kmitza. But once we say Mikol HaMincha, it doesn't have to be the Kmitza, even the entire Mincha. So what do I need Asher Takrivu? So Gemara, Asher Takrivu, the Rabbi Mincha Sesachem Lechimu. That even those Kabbalists that don't have a Kmitza in the first place, you put the whole thing on. Anything that you're Makriv, that you're Makter, you are Chayv. Divrei Biyosi HaGlili. Now what's the Chiddush? Who says it has to be Dafka Mita Kamita on a Kamita? Mietchem, we're going to talk about this further on the Amid base. But Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Le Rabbis Lechem Haponim Lechimet. Lechem Haponim, which of course, as you know, is Lechem Haponim, which is on the Shulchan. No part of it are you makriv on the Mizbeach. Instead, you makriv the Vezicha Levoina. Those are the ones that are Matir, the Lechem. So Lechem Haponim doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all. Lechem Haponim, like anything else which is made out of flour, has to be dafke matzah. It cannot be chometz. The only two exceptions, of course, are shtei alechem and the fourth of the four lachmei toida. But otherwise, everything else has to be. Oh, so lechem panim also has to be dafke matzah. What happens if you're machmetz lechem panim? That's not put on the mizbeach. So kimora the rabbis lechem panim lechimutz. Same halach applies. Don't be machmetz lechem panim. So now the Gemara is going to explore what's the Chiddush in Rabbi Yosef Aglili's Minchas Tesachim, and what's the Chiddush in Rabbi Akiva's Lechem upon him. Zok Yimar. Minchas Tesachim, you're telling me over there's a din of Chimutz. You know how you make the Minchas Tesachim? You mix the flour with oil. And the Gemara assumes at this point that you do not put in it any water. Why don't you put in water? Because your average Korban Mincha is an Isaroin, and you put in it one loig of shemen. So one loig compared to one isarain is considered to be very, very little. If you want to go and make it, if you want to wetten it, you're going to have to go and put in some other mashke, which means water. But mincha sesachim, by definition, has a much greater ratio. We've gone through this already last week, as you recall. The mushal on a regular carbon minchas nesachim. For your keves echad v'boy keves, a keves hasheni, by keves you put in three loyin. Oh, that's three times as much. So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina that's sufficient to wetten and to moisturize all of the soles, all of the flour. And that being the case, you don't need water. So Frank Gemara, if that's the way you make your minchas hasachim, may peiros here is used very broadly to include shemen. We don't normally think of shemen as being like orange juice or apple juice, but nevertheless, it is a juice of sorts, and it's not water. So may peiros say, and therefore the Gemara may peiros say machmitin. May peiros are not machmit. Since they're not machmit, says the Gemara, how can it come lidei chomet? Mishlokish. Says Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says on the Amud Aleph that Minchas Tesachim is also in the parasha of Chometz, he's talking about a situation where, in fact, he did add water after all. So the premise of the kasha was that Minchas Tesachim, you don't put it anywhere, you don't need it. Says Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, you can, not that you are mechuyev to, but you can put in water. And if you do put in water, it will become chametz. And you'll remember we had the Tosis back on Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, where the Tosis says that there's a major difference of meperis on their own and meperis together with water. If you remember on Nun Dalet Amid Aleph, the second narrow line of Tosis, the sixth line from the top of the Amid, Mumafarish Abinatam. If it's only made peiros, it does not rise. Aval ki ikka mayim badayu machmitzen. If you have water together with the may peres, oh, then it's machmitz. V'chein muchach lakamon b'masisa b'feken. That's our gemara on daf nun zayin. That's today's daf. Di amrin l'rabois minnochis unesochem l'chimutz. U porech minchasochem min peres ein machmitzen. Omer Reb Shimon, min Reb Shimon Lakish. Oy mahoy Reb Yosi ha-galili. Minchasochem megavle b'mayim u'ksheira. Pirish. The kibin the ikam mayim bahadi shemen yecholi hilis chametz. Oh, so when water and meipers get mixed together, oh, then it can be machmetz after all. So that's what our Gemara is telling us. Then that's what Tosis said then on Daf and Dalet. That's what the Gemara is telling us now. That Rabbi Yosef Glili says that if you added water, if you didn't add water, Rabbi Yosef Glili, then there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't bali de chimut. There's no iser, no problem. Problem, however, is going to be if you add some water to it. Oh, if you add some water to it, that's a kosher mincha. There's nothing wrong with adding the water, but if you let it now rise and become leavened, then it's going to become chametz. Fine. So with this, we have explored and explained Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now let's go to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that our Mishnah, the lechem upon him is also midas. Sorry, the lechem upon him can also become chametz, and therefore you'll be over on being machmetz lechem upon him. Frank Dimara. Lechem upon him, midas yavishi. V'shemana leiler b'kiva di amam midas yavish loy niskadsha. What does that mean? The lechem upon him, the Gemara assumes at this time, as opposed to your normal, regular carbon mincha, your carbon mincha, first you had to measure it in the midas hayavish to make sure that it was at least any sarayin. We're going to have later on in our Mishnah, we had it back in Zvachim, that there were two midas hayavish and seven midas halach. The two midas hayavish, one was an isarayin and the other one was a chatzi isarayin. You know why they needed the chatzi isarayin? Because every day the Kohen Gadol brought his chavitim and they had to go and split it up. Machtzis of Boikim, Machtzis of Arav. So they had to go measure it in the Chatzi Isar. But those were the only two. And there's a machloikis later on in the Mishnah whether or not the Midas Hayovish were Nimshechu. Nimshechu means that at the times and these parshas that were laying in these days, it talks about in Truma Tetzava, V'Yakob Bekudei, that it wasn't enough that they designated these kalim as klishores in the base of Mikdash, but yimshachem veyikadosh oisim, they had to go and put on the shemen hamishcha. This, of course, was the times of the Mishkan and the times of the first base of Mikdash, the second base of Mikdash. Unfortunately, we didn't have shemen hamishcha. So the Gemara says that the sheirus, the on-the-job usage, that in itself would be mekadosh it to become klishores. What's the difference if it has a din of mishicha? The difference is, once you're moishechit, it gets in Kedusha. Anything that you put inside it now will become transformed from Kedusha's domim to Kedusha's haguf. So your normal, regular karbon mincha, after you measured it to make sure that it's yisarin, tval snokunish, there's no Kedusha's haguf. But now you know that you have the full yisarin, now you pour it into from there into a mizrak, and now it gets the Kedusha's haguf. The Gemara is... I'm sorry? It depends on which carbon it is. If it's a regular carbon mincha, didn't have water yet. They had to go and first put in some shemen. We'll see mechem in a mishnah later on. There were three times the sinus of shemen. One, the sinus of shemen in the empty kli. Then you poured in the mincha. Then you added shemen for purposes of belila. And then after you did a beautiful belila, then you would add at the end some more shemen called yitzika. So with three times that you applied shemen. As far as water, the Torah never tells us about the water. The assumption is by your regular karm mincha there was water, because the shemen alone is not going to do a good job in making this into an acceptable, edible type of thing. So you have to add water. However, the mincha sesachim, that was the discussion earlier, the premise of the kasha was that you do not add water, because it wasn't necessary. You had a ratio of 3-1. Mashenkin, the Teretz Gemara was, you're right, you didn't necessarily need the shemen, but you could put in shemen. I'm sorry, you didn't need the water, but you could put in water. And if you put in the water, be careful that it shouldn't be machmas. Okay, very good. But now we're talking about the lechem upon him, and the Gemara is assuming at this point the lechem upon him, dry, you put it into the midas yavesh, and afterwards you took it out of the midas yavesh, and then you baked it and kneaded it and baked it and all the rest, and you put it, of course, into the oven. What gave it the kedushas haguf? The Gemara assumes that the tanur was the one that was mekadesh it, because since the midas yavesh was loy nimshach, as we'll see in a moment, so it didn't give it kedushas haguf, it only had kedushas dam from before. You put it into the tanner, now it gets the kedushas haguf. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, didn't you leave out one step? What is that one step? You didn't go and just take the dry flour from the Midas Yavesh and then put it into the oven. Didn't you have to go and make a teig? You had to go make an isa dough, and then you can go put it in the oven. And how did you make the dough? L'chayre inside, what the Gemara called before, a bisa. Bisa is the name of the mixing bowl in which you would go and mix the ingredients for your karb mincha, and in this case, lechem upon. And therefore, didn't that have a din of a klishar? So didn't that give it to Kedusha? We're going to talk about that shortly. But in the meantime, the Gemara just assumes we have a lechem upon him, and we measured it in the Isarain, and we found that a midas yaveshu, and if it's a midas yaveshu, shmana leiler v'kiva dam, a midas yaveshu loy niskacha. There was no meshicha on it, and therefore did not get any Kedusha. If it didn't get any Kedusha saguf, frank the Gemara, then how would there be an iser of chimutz on the lechem upon him, according to Rabbi Akiva? That's the Gemara's kasha. Everything Gemara, sholach, not Reb Reuven, but Ravin, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, kachi hatzor shel Mishnah. When this kasha got to Rabbi Yochanan, says Ravin, the name Rabbi Yochanan, you are correct that we have these two Mandi Yomrim, we have Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we have Rabbi Akiva. One of them says that the purpose of the Ashi Akrivu is to go and include the lechem upon him, and one says it comes to include the minchas esochem. You're right. However, there's only one wrinkle. The epoch. Switch it around. Flip it over. You have to be mahapach it. Is it Rabbi Yochanan? Exactly. He said you have to be mahapach. There, of course, he was talking about mahapach on Bishul on Shabbos, and now he's talking about mahapach these two, mandiyamim. And now we're going to read the braisa over again, like Tana Rabbanan, Asher takrivu l'rabbis lechem ha'aponim l'chimutz t'v'rib yoysi aglili. Just the opposite of before. Rebbe kiva oyma l'rabbis minchas isachem l'chimutz. Oh, very good. So now we don't have a problem. What was the kasha? That according to Rebbe Kiva, we were saying on the Amud Aleph that he holds that lechem upon him can be bought lidei chimut. It cannot be bought lidei chimut because the only kli that it was in prior to putting it into the oven was in the midas yavish. The midas yavish was not mekadesh it, and so therefore there's no iser of chimut. The only iser of chimut would be after it's niskadesh b'kli sharis, which is that first kli sharis, it's the taner. By the time it comes out of the taner, it's already baked. Once it's baked, you don't have matzis rising and becoming chametz unless you hold on Pesach Gibrat. But that's, of course, is a chumra. That's not mitzad ikra din. So therefore, says Yimon, once it becomes a matzah, you don't have to worry about chimetz any longer. So where's, and for the Gemara, it's not Rabbi Kiva that's talking about lechem upon him. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds a lechem upon him. The midas yavish was niskadesh, as we'll see momentarily. The Az Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, this Rabbi Yochanan that switched around Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva, is l'tame l'shit tosoy, di om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef Glili, vi echem, mitalmida Rabbi Yishmol, omru davar echad. The Rabbi Yosef Glili that we just quoted, that he holds now, that lechem upon him can baldi day chimutz, and one of the talmida Rabbi Yishmol, who was that, Uman Rabbi Yosef, they both said the same thing. What did they say? The Sanya, vayim shochem, vayikadesh oysam. That's a pasuk in, he's a pasuk. We just learned it. No, it's in Bamidbar. Vayehi biyom kalois moishel hakim es hamishkan. Vayimshach oisav veyakadosh oisav yes kol kelev yes mizbeach yes kol kelev. Vayimshach ein veyakadosh oisav. He did a meshicha on all the kelev. Zokti yimara Reb Yoshia oimer midas halach nimshach beimim mefnim beimim bechutz. The seven midos halach that they used inside the mishkan, inside the Beis Hamikdash, which are the seven. The Gemara is going to enumerate them in Miyat Hashem in Perek Beis Midois, appropriate to go and tell us the Hilchois and the names of all the Midois. Midas Halach, you started off with a Hin, and you had a Chatziah Hin, and you had a Shlichus Hin, and a Rabiyas Hin, and then you had a Loig, and a Chatzi Loig, etc. Mitchum, we're going to have that later on. So all those Midois were Nimshach, Beim, Mefnim, Beim, Machut. There was a Meshicha of Shem and Amishcha, not only from the outside, but even from the inside of the Kalim. But Midas Yavesh, Nimshach, really should, since it's singular, it shouldn't be Nimshach and Nimshacha, Mibefnim, the Ein Nimshach, Mibachut. Only from the inside and not from the outside. So you're wondering to yourself, What difference does it make outside? Right. After all, you don't go and place anything on the outside. You only place things on the inside.
In fact, it should be, not just that, as long as it was nimshach on the inside, it should be mekadesh.
100%. It's zicher mekadesh. So who cares that it's nimshach mibachutz? So the Mefarshim say, what happens as you're pouring the mincha into the midas yavesh, which is an isarayim, and you poured a little bit too quickly, and some of it flowed over the top, over the rim, and it touched the outside. According to this man, the Yomar, that overflow does not get kedushas aguf. It just maybe doesn't even get kedushas damim, because presumably you only brought the amount that you needed for the isarayim. The extra was because you know. You had to go and bring a little bit more to be on the safe side that you brought a full isar. So therefore, any overflow that flows over the side that does not get a kedusha because it didn't go inside, right? It was the berutze midas from the outside. It never got inside the kli. So therefore, it does not become kaddish.
The isar only had to be exactly though.
Exact.
As so you can't bring a little bit extra.
Well, he brought a little bit extra to make sure that it fits into the that it was an isar.
Into the kli shards.
Exactly, and then whatever is left over, he takes off. Okay, that's Reb Yoshia. So what do I see from Reb Yoshia? That when it comes to midas yavesh, nimshach mibefnem. Ah, so that's the same thing as Reb Yoshia Glili, that he also holds that the midas yavesh is nimshach mibefnem, and therefore the lechem upon him does get a kedusha, and therefore if you're machmitz lechem upon him, you'll be over on the kolam mincha shetakriv l'Hashem le'yisei chametz. Much. I'm sorry? Exactly, because Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yonason, as Igmar says. Now, Rabbi Yonason, Oimer, Midas Alach Nimshachum Mibnev, Vein Nimshachum Mibachot, how Midas Yavish, Lein Nimshach, called Iker, zero, Gunish. It was Nimshach from the inside, not Nimshach from the outside. And therefore, says Rabbi Yonason, I'll bring you a riot to what I'm telling you, Shari Ein Mekad Choice, that these Midas Hayavish are not Mekadish, the contents inside. Tichsiv, it says by the famous halacha of the Shtei HaLechem, Mimosh Veisechem Taviu Lechem Tenu Feshtayim Shnei Yasroinim Soilis Tiyena Chomitz Teofena Bikurim LaHashem, says the Gemara, Amos Ayhein LaHashem. Where do you find the word LaHashem in this pasuk? Right after the Chomitz Teofena Bikurim LaHashem. Amos Ayhein LaHashem LiAchash Nefu. Only after the afia do you say that they become kaddish l'Hashem. Because prior to that, even though there were the midas hayavesh loy niskadish loy nimshach kol ikar. Fine. So now, although the Gemara hasn't said it expressly, the Gemara will ask in a couple of moments. Just like you said, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel, which is Rabbi Yoshia, we should say the same thing that Rabbi Kiva holds like one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel, and who that? And that's Rabbi Yonason. See, more will ask that shortly. But since Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonason both hold that midas yavesh lo nimshach kol ikar, that's the reason why lechem upon him cannot be bal lidei chimutz. Only the minchas nisachim come lidei chimutz if he add water to it. But the minchas, the lechem upon him can't bal lidei chimutz because the lechem upon him was never niskadesh until it went into the tanur. By the time it goes into the tanner, now it bakes. And now you're taking it out and you're saying, oh, now it has kedusha saguf. Let's be machmit. It's too late. You can be machmit. Afer tigamatza, which is already oskebak. It's already baked. Okay. Zokti mar, b'maika mitzligi. What is the source of the machloikis between Reb Yoshe and Reb Yoinesen? Whether or not the midas hayovish was nimshach or not nimshach, did he get kedusha or not? Says Yomara, be oisam. What's the oisam? Vayim shachem vayikadesh oisam. What is this oisam for? Lechoira, it's not necessary. After all, the pasuk says vayim shach oisav yikadesh oisav. Yes, called Caleb. Yes, a mizbeach was called Caleb. What do I have to repeat? Vayim shachem. Tachshin isuk. Vayim shach oisav yikadesh oisav. Yes, called Caleb. Yes, a mizbeach was called Caleb. What is this extra oisam coming to tell you? Vayoshisavar oisam lemutim minis yavesh bachut. Oisam inside the kli, but not outside the kli. It's totally choil. It's just a measuring cup. It doesn't have any more chashivas than a measuring cup. Lahavdil, if you're when your wife does the laundry and she has to have a certain amount of detergent, so you go and pour it into one of these measuring cups, whether it happens to be or whatever, 3 ounces, 10 ounces, whatever it happens to be. So it's no chashivas. It's a choil. It doesn't even require a miyut of oisam. So you're going to ask me, so what do I use the oisam for? that even though the midas halach was vayim shochaim, but it was only oisam inside and not from the outside. Okay, so that's machloikis between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason. Frank Timar. Leiman nami Rabbi Kiva yechem itamidei Rabbi Yishmol omru devar echad umana Rabbi Yonason. Just like you said a moment ago that Rabbi Yoshi said glili, and one of the Talmidim Rabbi Shmuel, and who was that? It was Rabbi Yoshia Amud Dabar Echad. So the Chayr Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonason Amud Dabar Echad. And Vishmo Mishim Dloi Shavu the Midas Alach Lahadodi. When it comes to the Midas Yavish, you're absolutely right. They both agree the Midas Yavish didn't get any Kedusha either from the outside, from the inside. Gunish mit Gunish. The only thing is, what about the Midas Alach? Midas Alach, Rabbi Yonason said the Midas Alach Nimshchum Mifnim. They Nimshchum Mibachutz. And on that, Rabbi Kiva respectfully disagrees, and he holds it with Nimshach Mibafnim and Mibachutz. If you look at Rashi Mishum Dalei Shavu, Rashi's parallel to Agimara, or a line lower down, Mishum Dalei Shavu, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yonison, Mindislach. Ki Hadadi, Rabbi Yonison, Mindislach, Mibafnim, Vulei Machutz, Rabbi Kiva, Sova, Bei Mibafnim, Bei Mibachutz, Nimshacha, Beniskacha, the Perik Shtei Midas. So therefore, they're only united as one front when we talk about the Midas Ayavesh. But not by the Midas Halach, and that's why we didn't say that Amru Dabrach. Okay, Zayikat. Amalei Rapapali Abaye. For Ikabisa the Lachu. I don't understand this whole discussion like about the Lechem Apanim. Fine. The Lechem Apanim did not have to be put into a Mizrak. It was only in the Midas Hayavesh, and then you poured it out. But what did you pour it out into? Didn't you pour it out into a Bisa? Bisa is a mixing bowl. And then you had to go and put in water to go and mix it. Otherwise, it wouldn't become lechem aponim. If you put flour in the oven, it's not going to become lechem aponim. It's not going to become anything. Sorry?
No way.
No way, exactly. So it had to be put in a bisa. And if it's a bisa, bisa by definition is a kli being used in the azara. So it must have been nimshach. And if it was nimshach, then it has kedusha. So it was infused with kedusha prior to going into the tanner. And that's why the Torah has to say, be careful, my friend. Don't let it become chomet. Amalei kigon shalosh al gai katav laya. There's no requirement that it go into a klisharis per se. Every mincha went into a klisharis. And then from the klisharis, you had to go and take it with the three fingers, with the kemitza. And then in the kemitza, you had to put itself into a new klisharis. Yodas al temes. But here, the whole lechem aponim, the reason why he's saying he put it into the bisa, is to go and knead it and mold it and make it into lechem aponim. No, it's talking about losh al gari katav laya. Katav laya.
A plaque board. A kneading board.
Good. Literally, katav laya says Rashi means the oir. So you can have a table like this, and top of the table you put out this big oir called the katav laya, and if it's big enough so that it shouldn't spill onto the ground, onto the floor, and you do all your kneading on top of it. So it didn't have to have a bisa. Once it's already on this oir, in fact, it was not in a kli at all, except for the original kli, midas yovesh, which they hold has no kedusha to it. And then the next time it went into a kli shoris, in the tanner. By the time it gets to the tanner and then it's baking, don't tell me after that, now be careful that this lechem panim shouldn't become chametz. It's already oskebak and it's baked already in the oven.
I would think just why do you need to have it be mekadosh in a kli shoris to have the prohibition?
Because to have the kedushas mincha, which would then be offended, vulnerable to chimatz. If it's only considered to be chulin, then that doesn't have kedushas aguf. You can machmet just like your machmet anything and everything throughout the year, except of course on Pesach. But otherwise, if it doesn't have kedushas aguf, there's no iser in chimatz. So it doesn't have a kedushas aguf because it went into a kli yavish, and means the yavish is not machmet. It's not mekadosh. Koyach. It's not mekadosh. Says him, well, okay, fine, but didn't you put into a bisa? I didn't put into a bisa. I did it on top of the cut of
line. Could be chametz, is what we're saying now. According,
how can the lechem panim become chametz?
Because you didn't put it in a bisa. You did it on this tabla, whatever.
It's not a kli.
So there's no prohibition of being.
There's no prohibition. If you were machmetz it, what we're going to do? We're going to throw it into the basis rate, or maybe we'll just throw in the garbage. Maybe tackle just the garbage and we'll bring brand new. We have to make lechem panim. You have to have lechem panim on the shulchan.
You have to lechem panim on the shulchan, but where is there a prohibition of people? We said the only prohibition is. The only prohibition is if you put it in, you say, don't put it in the bisa, then it's. is because midas
yam. Never has a window of shy. Never has a window of vulnerability to become chametz when he has the status of kedushas mincha.
But it came chametz. That we know, it became chametz.
No, you're talking about lechem apam. We're not talking about the stale lechem.
No, I understand that. But you're saying now, we're saying now that there's no prohibition of there's no issue of becoming chametz because it never went into klishar. It has to go into klishar
the taner. So the moment when it's baking, it escapes the window of vulnerability because it's baked in a taner. Until it enters the taner and becomes baked, it can't. It doesn't have kedushas mincha.
And so therefore there's no issur of making it chametz.
No issur attaches to it of making a chametz.
Exactly.
Right. So therefore you can make a chametz?
If you do, you're ruining it as lechem apanim because you've made it into chametz. But you've got over the love. You're not over the love.
One second. What we're saying is that lule, if we didn't have this pasuk, asher takrivu, I would say the lechem apanim cannot become chametz. Why not? Because the original midas hayavish doesn't make into chametz, and once you put it into the oven, it's already too late. Come to pasuk asher takrivu, Amar Rabbi Kiva, according to the first lashon, according to the new lashon of Rabbi Yechanan, no, asher takrivu l'rabba is lechem apanim lechimutz, that it has the din of isa chimutz as well. And then the Gemara says, why shouldn't it? Doesn't it go into the Bisa? Of course, that's a cliche. It's about it. You don't need the Bisa, and if you don't need the Pasik, says Gemara, because you put in the cut of lie. Says you cut of lie, and then Itaka don't have a cliche. It's Makadish. That's why I have to have the Pasik to tell you that it has a din of Chimut after. Okay?
Yeah.
Very good. And the Gemara continues on. So Gemara Baiter. Iachi. The Ka'oma later, Bionisin. So let's go back to Bionisin for a moment. Rabbi Yonasan not only told us the halacha, but he also added, if you will, a Talmudic flourish. If you go back to Rabbi Yonasan about a quarter down the Amud, Rabbi Yonasan, I'm a midas halach, nimshul mifne, men nimshul michut, midas yavad nimshul michut ikr, ta'ir halacha, I'm going to bring you a raya that a midas yavish lo nimshul kol ikr. What's the raya? Shari ein mekachoy. I'll bring you a raya, it's not mekachoy. Siv, moish yusecham tevio, this is the case of the shtei halachem. Skip two lines and it says, Bikurim Lashem. Amos I hain Lashem. When does it have a din Lashem that it's a bona fide, fully baked mincha, so to speak, fully baked shtei lechem? Only Lashem Lachashenevu, after Yafiyah. Ah, since it's only after Yafiyah, it's a chasimah that never received a Kedusha prior, only now at the time after the Yafiyah. Zokti Imari, getting back to our Gemara, Taylor Lachoshari and Mikadesh. I show you that it never had a Kedusha at the time of the Midas Hayavish stage. Only later on, after the baking, Leimalei could go into Kaila, be Sora in the Choil. Why didn't the Gemara say it's talking about a case where that Pasuk that says that it only became Kodesh Lashem Acher Yafiyah was because when they measured it, they didn't measure it in an Isorin of Kodesh, they measured an Isorin of Choil. In other words, they went to the store, they bought a measuring cup, and the Mocher thought they're using it for detergent, but really they were using it for measuring the carbon mincha. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is referring to. You know why we didn't have Kedusha until the end, until after the Afiyah? Because they measured it not in the Nisarn of Kodesh, but in the Nisarn of Chayil. But in Echanami there is the, in other words, according to the other man, the Yama, that holds that it was Nimshach Bibefnim, if they would have poured the solace of the Kimtran Tayr Chushve Elahid. If they would have poured the solus into the Sarn of Kodesh, in Echanami, it would have become Kodesh. That it says by Shtei Alech, and it only became Kodesh, the Achash and Neve, because it's talking about the Sarn of Chayil. Just like you gave a pshat, that when we were talking about the Lechem upon him, he didn't put it into a Bisa, he put it on a Katav Laya, say the Gabi the Shtei Alech, also the same thing, that they didn't put it into a Midas Yavish of the Klisharis, they had a Isorin of a choil, so it wasn't the klisharis. How can you compare? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that when you go and take your mincha and you convert the solus into a final product, that you have to put it into a bisa lemelish bay to go and tziknein, to go and knead it. So then you put on the katav laya, so then you didn't have any klisharis until now to mekadesh the mincha that you get a kedusha haguf. Elisarin, Kimdom Rachman of Elisarin, the Kail Bay. since the Torah requires it to be davka nisarin, not more, not less. And therefore you have to go and measure it. Shovik yisarin de kodesh v'kayil b'yisarin de choyil. Do you think that the Torah by shtei alechem is saying, oh, by the way, you know, you could put the yisarin de kodesh, leave it in the vitrine there in the azara, and you can go and buy yisarin de choyil and use that for a measuring cup. Come on. We're talking about Azara, we're talking about bringing Kodshim, we're going to go and use an Isar and Techayel, and that would be a very Shvera Ukimta, and therefore we're not going to say that Pshat. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about putting Shirayim on the Mizbech. We've already had this previously. It says in the Pasuk, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol davash v'isaktiru enu isha v'ashem, kol shu mimenu l'ishim, harihu bebal taktiru. So if you have a Zayid v'zafrimah, and he's bringing a regular korban mincha. And the korban mincha, you have to put a kemitza on the mizbeach. And the shirayim, of course, a nechal to the kahanim. So what happens if Afrima says, I don't only want to give the Kodesh Baruch Hu kaviyuchel, this small kemitza of the three fingers. I'm going to give him the whole thing. Besides the kemitza, I'm going to put the whole korban mincha on the mizbeach. Now, he might be very well-intentioned, but he's over on an iser. The kosh v'menu li'ishim harihi bebal taktir. As the Gemara is going to explain, Tan Rabbanan, this is not only a din by Shirayim of a Karb Mincha, this applies across the board by all Zvachim, by all Karbanais. Tan Rabbanan, Minay Lamala Mipsar Chatos. Psar Chatos should be eaten by the Kehanim. Mipsar Oshem should be eaten by the Kehanim. Ubsar any Kodshi Kudishim. Obviously, we're not talking about an Oila.
We're talking about the Shlomim.
We're talking about the Shalmi Tzibur that you bring on Atzeres together with the Shtei Alechem. So if you take any of these, your malet, meaning you're putting it on the marach. Or mi kachim kalim. Kachim kalim is eaten by balim or eaten by anybody. Or mi moiser, we're talking about, of course, the basar. The whole thing is basar. And mi moiser oimer. And if you took my moiser oimer, in other words, after you makter the oimer, the shirayim or nechal kahanim. Or mi moiser shtei halachem. Now the moiser shtei halachem, that's a little bit of an interesting, yeah. It doesn't really mean moiser, it means the shtei halachem itself.
Right, there's right. No moiser, there's nothing taken away from them.
Exactly. The reason why it's called moiser, the Gemara will explain momentarily, because we have the kvasim that we go and shecht, and from those kvasim we take the aimerin and right. Put it on the mizbeach. So not only are you not allowed to put the basar, which we just discussed one line ago, the basar kachikunishim, but don't put the shtei halachem, because that's also considered to be the shirayim, so to speak, from that carbon.
It's the nitter.
Very good. And the same thing applies melechem upon him. Also, don't put the lechem upon him. Now, melechem upon him is also considered to be shirayim, because what do you put instead? You put the mezicha levina. Exactly. And the same thing with shiori minochis. Any mincha, you take the shiori minochis, not any mincha, but normally a minchas Yisrael, where the shirayim are eaten, and you put it on the mizbeach. Loisasa, what's the loisasa? Tamalim says the basi. He holds the orb, hold the bashi, steer me in a isha lashem, tarshan zigmar, koshumi menal ishim. Anything where part of the carbon goes on the fire, harhubet al tiktiru, the shirayim is an iser, don't even think of putting it on the mizbech. Right, Timara. Returning now to the shtei alechem alechem panim, yesh mehen leishim. Is that really true? There's no part of the shtei alechem alechem panim that you put on the fire. Moreover, vatanya have a price. Yotz shtei alechem alechem panim she'ein mehem leishim. Now, what is this referring to? This is a mishnah later on. Igmar is going to tell us in another moment. This is referring to hilchos hagosha. What means hagosha? Any time that you brought a korban mincha and you put it in your initial kli shareis. The first thing you have to do is take that kli shareis with a mincha and approach the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. You give it a touch, and then you're done. That's all you need to do, b'hagosha, nothing more, nothing less. And this applies across the board to all menachas. The question is, what about a shtei alechem lechem upon him? Do you also have to go and take the kli that has in the initial shtei alechem lechem upon him? Do you have to go and put it to the mizbeach? The answer is no. Because when it comes to hilchas hagosha, ein mehem leishim. But you just said now a moment ago that yesh mehem leishim, and that's why it's oyiru v'bal taktiru. So the gabi hilchois shirayim on the mizbeach, you're telling me that yet shtei alechem lecha panam are considered to be shirayim because yesh mehem leishim. In which one of those? The aimerin of the shtei of the shnei kvasim and the b'zicha levayin of lecha panam. So this is the considered the shirayim. Good. So he said, no, there's no din of a goshi, b'shtei alechem lecha panam. Amen leishim. It may come your mind. Rav Sheshit, when he said amen leishim, means amen gufa leishim, not from the itself leishim. Everybody agrees that, of course, the aimerin of the kvasim. And everybody agrees with zicha levayin, but it's not migufoi. So what difference does that make? why do we say the gabi the shiraim, putting it on the mizbeach, oiver, and the gabi hagosha, there's no din of hagosha? Because it's very, very simple. The din of hagosha, in a sense, is like a hazmona, like a hachona, to the eventual putting on the mizbeach. From the hagosha, you don't put on the mizbeach immediately, because right after the hagosha, you have to do the kemitza, and then you have to put into a new klisharis, and you have to put in the tav, etc. So since eventually this is going to go on the mizbeach, in a sense it's like introducing yourself, right? You come, you're a guest, you come through the door, and you say, my name is Yaakov Shmoyim, and then eventually the person will say, okay, put your coat into the closet, and you'll sit down, and then you'll get into a discussion. So the hagosh, in a sense, is like as a hagdoma, like a hachonah. So all of those minochis, which part of the mincha is going to go on the mizbeach, you have to start with hagosha first. However, by the shnei lechem lechem panim, from they themselves, it never goes on the ishim. They don't have to introduce themselves to the mizbeach. Hi, mizbeach, I'm eventually going to be your guest on top of the marocha. That's not going to happen. The bzicha levoina will go, and the emurim will go, but not these. Hey, mehem miguf on the ishim. Mash enkim, we're talking about the inyan of Baal Taktiru, of the Gemara holds that that's sufficiently broad, that if there's any aspect of the carbon leisha, even if it's not from the gufa, it's from the matter, that's already sufficient to be called shirayim, and that's why you'd be over if you're makter on the mizbech. Itmar, hamala mikulan gabi a kevish. Until now we're talking about putting it on the mizbech itself. What happens if you just put it on the kevish, on the ramp? Are you also over an issa? Yes or no? Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Luz, Rabbi Yochanan, Machai, Rabbi Luz, and Pat. Rabbi Yochanan, Machai, the sign. Hamizbeach, in the Mizbeach, Kevish, me nine, how do I know that the issa of putting this Baal Taktiru, me mal, in the Mizbeach, includes the Kevish, Tamil Loimar, Vela Mizbeach, Le Yalu, Le Reach, Nichoyach. The Rotzen is a mistake. Vela Mizbeach, Le Yalu, Reach, Nichoyach. Now, what is the Raya from this Pasik? Because you basically have two psukim back to back. Where the psukim back to back? The Yikra Beis, we have Yer Aleph, yeah. Look at Gimel. Kol HaMincha SheTakriv Al Hashem LeSiyos HaChomis KiChol Tzor V'Chol Dvash LeSinu Inish Al Hashem Korban Reishis Takriv Al Hashem Ve'Lem Mizbeach Lo Yalu L'Reach Nichayach. Okay, so you have that first pasuk. Now that pasuk you see is Yer Aleph Yud Beis, or he brings Yud Beis the second time. Korban Reishis Takriv Al Hashem LeMizbeach Lo Yalu L'Reach Nichayach. Now, L'Choyra, we've already said in the earlier pasuk, what means leisaktiru? Leisaktiru means don't put it on the mizbeach, don't be makter it. So what does the next pasuk have to say? The mizbeach lo yalu. Of course, you're not allowed to be makter it.
You're going to pitch it from the ritzpah of the Azara? What are you going to do it?
Exactly. So the mizbeach, therefore, comes to include not only the top of the mizbeach, but even the kevish, which goes up to the mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds at your chayv. V'Rabbi Elazar Omar Pater, my time with the Amakra. Saru Dvash. Carbon rachis takriva oisam oisam hudarabu dechal kevish lemizbeach av midiach rinolai. In other words, he's taking the whole pasuk in full context. Again, looking at Gimel. Kol mincha shetakriva l'Hashem li'siyosachami ki chol se'or v'chol devash li'saktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. Now it's true that we take out li'saktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem when we say kol shemenu li'isha marahim about takriva. True. However, the next pasuk, which is talking carbon rachis takriva oisam Hashem lemizbeach, that's going back on the se'or and the Dvash. And we're saying both the Se'or and Dvash, they have the status of a carbon rachis takriv oisam Hashem. Why do they call carbon rachis? We'll see in a moment. Well, Mizbeach, but keep them away from the Mizbeach. So those, I agree with you, there's a din of Kevesh, only by those two. Meaning, the Gabi, the case of the
Se'or and Dvash?
Se'or and Dvash. Now, what does the Se'or and Dvash mean? Oh, see, Gemara is going to explain right now. Zokti Mora, Kevesh Minay Tamalayim. Now, what are those two that we're talking about? Look at the final Rashi. Oisam, oisam, that's the shtei halechem. Why is the shtei halechem called se'or?
Because it's chametz.
You put se'or into it. No other mincha, except, of course, the toida, where we're talking about the shtei lechem. So that's the oisam that's going back on the se'or. What's the dvash going on? Dvash is going on the bikurim. Dvash tomorrow, but it's talking about the bikurim. And this is just an example of the rest of the bikurim. And so therefore, bikurim you have to bring into the azara. And v'nirchoi, and you have to put on the v'hinachtoi, l'fnei mizbach Hashem yavad, you have to put on the floor, and you have to do a tenufa, and you have to go and say, Rami Oivir Ovid, Agam Tishtikul Toira. But bottom line, it does not go on the mizbeach. And don't put it on the kevesh. And therefore, the extra pasuk, the Yavad Mizbeach, the Yavad Mizbeach, I agree that there's an extra pasuk of the Yavad Mizbeach. But the Elam Hezbech is only going on those two. This are the Vash. And they're both called the carbonation. Now, why they call Tak a racious. Racious, come racious, carbon racious.
Bikurim is obvious because it's Bikurim.
And the Shtei Alechem is matir all the menachos in Chodesh and Mikdash. That's why it's called the racious. So there's a trashy here on the top. So therefore, that's how we get only those two of the din of the Kedesh. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Oysim beis Alechem in a Sa'ar. Now the top. Ubikurim in a Dvash. Techsi bahu kra. That's the Sa'ar in the Dvash. Vachi kamar. Korban reishis akriv oisam dani shtei alechem min asa'or dechsev chamitz teafena v'reishis mikri dein reishis l'cholam enoch z'boyis mitvuas shana zu in the base of Middish dechsev ba mincha chadosha en mikurin min advash v'ikur reishis dechsev reishis b'kuri an mosra tovi beis Hashem l'kecha hanachlu rabin in the case of kevish k'mizbeach k'dechsev l'beach l'inal but not min yachrin aloi k'koyim b'sach hatois v'chol hanach d'liel next Rashi all those other things which we enumerated don't put them on the Mizbeach, but there's no riboy of Kevish for them. Very good. Zokti Moriyetz. So now, who darshan this oisam? He said to Kriv oisam, oisam hu d'Rav Lechaman.
Those
are Reb Lozer that we had here in the bottom.
Right.
So Reb Lozer says that the Kriv oisam hu d'Rav Lechaman, meaning only the Sa'ar and the Dvash.
It's not a problem on the Kevish.
Good. So that's according to Reb Lozer. But Reb Yochanan holds that everything that you put on the kevish is an iser. So it's a bazoi for my oyster, my oven, they couldn't be a chiron. The boiler can sign you for another drasha. Yochel yeh yochin misnadav umevi kyoitzeba nidova. We had this gemara, if you remember, a few days ago. When I would have thought that maybe a yochid can also bring a carbon nidova of the shtei halechem. Rekari aniba, and if he would bring that shtei halechem, he's menadav it, I would think, moitzeva sechatishma vasisim, and Moses thought, Tamaloyim a carbon ratio takrivu. Takrivu, says Rashi, that's a tzibur martel chavlo yochid. So if a yochid wants to be a nice guy and wants to be menadav shtei alechem, we tell him keep the shtei alechem and make on it lechem mishnah at the tish on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but don't bring it into the bismedish. Yochelo ye yochid, maybe shein a maybe chayvasa ki yoitzaba. Maybe a yochid cannot go and bring shtei alechem because he doesn't have a chayv of the shtei alechem. Avi he tzibur maybe, since the tzibur does have a chayv of the shtei alechem, she maybe chayvasa ki yoitzaba. Maybe they could add another shtei alechem, another 20 shtei alechem. Tamaloyimer oisam. Only the Ishtei Alechem and nothing else. What do you bring from the Sa'ar and the Dvash? Like Rashi said on top, Ishtei Alechem and Sa'ar will be Kurim and HaDvash. That's where we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, and we have to continue tomorrow.